This is Lollies and Gloss.
Okay, we're mid-fight and yeah, anyways, we're starting the podcast. Hey, Lollies. We're actually mid-fight, which I'm not exaggerating. Okay, so we're going to pretend that we're not fighting right now and actually try to give good advice and have a good conversation. So, this has been an emotional week for various reasons, and
Are you going to say or no?
Yeah, I'm going through the worst heartbreak ever, and I'm still in love with the person, but it's also a good thing and a sad thing. It's a beautiful thing and a painful thing at the same time, like knowing...
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was my water.
It's my water, actually. Anyways.
It's a massive liter of water that we can both share.
It's our water. Sorry. Sorry for being possessive. So yeah, that's been hard, but...
I've also been going through some stuff too, you know.
What?
I had to eat tofu without salt today. Gosh. So that was a struggle.
Yeah, because you decided to do that. It's like, girl, eat something else for...
Whatever, leave me alone.
Whatever. Anyways.
So we're both struggling right now.
But I won't lie. You have been the reason that has kept... You've kept me on my feet. So you kept me going, baby.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
It's true. And I'm really happy you're here. So besides all this, you know... I'm happy that we're moving in together. She's coming to my uni now. Is it, like, scary at all for you? I can't tell, like, what you're thinking. She has a poker face.
They keep asking if it's scary. Are you scared? Like, every time I do an orientation thing.
Yeah, she won't talk to anyone. And you do seem really nervous. Like,
I seem nervous?
Yeah, the second you... Where are you? Where are you? The second she ends her
no,
thing...
No, because she texts me. She goes... Yeah, I'm outside the building.
No, I walk out. I will meet you outside the building.
Okay, I read it as I am outside the building, and I walk out, and my phone, as I'm using this her second phone, which doesn't
because
have.
She left her phone here, so she's had to use.
So I've had to use her second phone, which doesn't have a SIM card or like a cell plan with it, like whatever, because she just got it. So I was connected to the Wi-Fi, and if I walked away, like I wouldn't have any Wi-Fi. So then the minute I walk outside and I don't see her, I'm like, I'm going to be stuck here. So then, yeah, whatever. I'm not nervous at all. I don't know. I kind of just have like a... It's just like not scary. Like, I don't find anyone intimidating. Like, it's just like not...
Well, I think it's also because I'm here. No? A little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you do when you're anxious? Like, how do you...
I go on a run.
What are the ways that you help your anxiety?
I go on a run.
That's your only solution. What if you're... That's not possible.
Usually, I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be possible.
Like, say you got injured.
I do another form of exercise.
Okay. And besides exercise, what else do you do?
I don't know. Try to meditate. Or take a cold shower.
Can you explain the last time that you meditated?
I meditate all the time.
Yeah, but one of the times you meditated and it what happened? It was, where's the broom?
Oh. I was meditating. And my Nona... Wait, I don't even know the story. I don't even care about the story. But Nona got upset at my cousin who I moved the broom.
Yeah, she actually moved
the broom. I moved the broom into the kitchen, but she had it in this one spot. Yeah, so then he got yelled at for an hour for not doing anything. But I was meditating for that hour, so I didn't hear. I had my noise-canceling headphones on, and... this like blackout.
Well, she was the one who did.
Yeah, and I wore this like I wear this blackout eye patch thing, and I just like sit there listening to like I like to listen to 40 Hertz. while I meditate. I don't know.
You don't listen to a guided meditation?
No, I just focus on my breath and try and just count like 1, 2, 1.
Do you ever have no thoughts? 2. Are you ever able to get to a place where you have no thoughts?
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm, I mean, I sometimes meditate with my eyes open. Like if I'm sitting somewhere in public. And I'll just like, not like in public, but like outdoors. I can sit there without any thoughts in the usually nature. I don't know. What else do I do? Journal.
Good.
Or I'll like talk to one of my friends or something.
That's good.
I don't know. What about you? Why'd you ask me this? I'm confused.
I don't know. I'm just okay, going how with do you, from how, my how brain do you, rolls out.
How do you deal? You don't. How do you deal with your anxiety?
I would say also exercise is a big thing. It changes. It just really helps me feel grounded. I think for everyone, it just helps you feel more grounded and in your body, okay, in your element. I think also what helps me is writing, even just writing anything that I'm thinking in my notes on my phone if I don't have access to a journal. And also my handwriting is terrible, so I just like something to write in fast and easy. And then...
Yeah, but like another thing about you is like you always have to talk about exactly how you're feeling.
Oh, yeah. I have to.
All the time. Yeah. I don't relate to that at all.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like... Sometimes you say, like, really obscure things. Or not obscure, that's not the right word. But, like, you'll be like, I just can't keep this inside. Like, I just can't keep this inside. Like, I have to say it. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, it does help me to, like, verbally express how I feel. And
yeah, but it's like a, but, like, compared to you and me, you're, like, constantly expressing how you feel. It's like a constant, it's like a, I don't know, a faucet that's never turned off.
Oh, my God.
Just spewing out their emotions.
She's from Atlanta. Sempre wet, bañata.
Fiji, aqua.
Yeah, it is.
If you guys didn't see that TikTok, you're missing out.
Yeah, you are. But honestly, that's why I feel like I have to write music, because for me, it's like it never goes away. I'm always feeling it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm always feeling it. So I would say music is the one thing that, like, writing music, writing songs, that's what helps me really get over that feeling. Nothing, I mean, things help me get less anxious, but that's what helps me get over the feeling, actually. Mm. Or know, accept
when
it.
When you're like, oh, I feel like you're nervous when you walk into, like, the thing. In all honesty, I completely just shut down. I just sit there, like...
Oh, you shut down?
Not even out of anxiety. It's just, like... I just, like, shut down. I just, you know...
Why?
I don't know. It's just, like, a... Too many people... Too many things going on. I'm like, okay, I just need to shut down. Yeah, I was in this, for the past couple of days, I've been going to, like, these weird, not weird, but it's like you go to this big, what is it called?
An orientation.
No, but, like, what is it called?
A meeting?
No. Auditorium, right? And there's, like, someone's, like, on the... what is it called? The stage.
Pedestal.
Oh yeah, the pedestal of stage.
The sorry. Pedestal.
And they're like talking about God knows what. I even sometimes will just like sit there in silence with no thoughts in my head, just staring at the speaker.
But
not registering anything they say. I just sit there like...
Do you do that in school?
No. Not when I'm actually being taught something.
Okay.
But...
But that's also, like, out of fear, you kind of shut yourself off so then you don't have to it's experience honestly, like, the present moment.
No. It's not like I'm not experiencing the present moment. I'm just, like, in my own present bubble, you know, like...
But do you think that that's a beneficial way to live?
I'm happy. I'm overjoyed.
Okay, but, like... I understand that this is in your orientation, but are you going to do that in your classes?
No, I don't do that in classes. But, you know, I don't know. That's why I don't get nervous, because it's like, I don't even, half the time, I don't even know what's going on. I just sit there and, I don't know, think a little.
So you never, you said, did you talk to anyone? Like, you didn't ask anyone what's their name or something?
No, I didn't see the point.
Okay, you are at
me. I genuinely, like, didn't see the point. I always made sure there was no one sitting. Like, I would sit, if there was, like, it was, like, rows of chairs, right? And if I was going to sit in a row and someone was already sitting, I always made just sit one seat away from them.
Oh my god.
I always made sure there was always like a space between me and another person. Yeah. I don't generally see a problem with that. Like, you know, I don't know.
Okay, next question. What do you do when you get really, really sad? Like, can you recall a moment where you felt like you would never be happy again or never smile again? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. And I usually either go for a night walk.
Oh.
A really long night walk. And I just put on headphones and go on walks. I used to do that a lot. Or I'll go on a run. And sometimes... Because honestly, like, you can't really cry while you're running. If you're running hard enough.
Oh my god.
So you'll, like, I'll be crying a little, and then you just can't, like, you physically cannot, like, cry, especially me. I'm a very ugly crier. Like, I'll be like, like, breathe, you know, whole thing, right? You can't do that while you're running, so it immediately stops. And then right after you run, oh, the light is, like, kind of pointing, right after the run, you're, like, extremely happy as a whole, like, not extremely happy, but you're, like, have a little bit of a dopamine rush. And sometimes even the sadness makes you run a little faster. Mm. What I noticed, so try to plan my workouts according to then. Yeah.
Nice.
What about you? I know what you do. Write a song.
Yeah. I really think that's the only... Because I can go on walks and... I guess we're, but if I'm feeling that sad, no, I actually can't do that. I physically can't move if I'm that sad. There's nothing I can do. Even when
I'm... You know what's really weird?
What?
As someone who runs every day, like every day, no matter what, even if I don't want to, I realize like what you're saying, like you physically can't. It's honestly just a mental state. Like a mental blockage, like being like, oh, I don't really want to run. You know, like it's a mental thing. It's not a physical thing. You physically can go work out or physically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but when I'm just that sad, I really can't. Like, I don't want
to. No,
like,
I know.
That's not what's going to help me at all, really. For me, personally, it's not. The only thing that really does, I would say, is writing. It's just, yeah, that's no, how it's always been
for me. I just find that interesting when I think about that sometimes. Like, sometimes, especially if I'm running on a treadmill, like, recently, I'll be like, oh, like, yeah, these 7 miles are so long, you know? Like, I can't wait to get this done, you know? But then I think about how, like, when I ran 20 miles, like, when I do my long runs and run 20 miles, I'm always like...
Okay, bored of this conversation. Sorry. It's the same topic. It's like, I get it, you run, you like it, cool.
Sorry.
Awesome for you.
Sorry.
I
We're talking about emotions here.
I know. I just think about sometimes how, like, especially for you, I mean, I consider myself a less emotional.
Yeah, 100%. Person. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I just. I feel like sometimes.
But do you think that you were always, this is interesting, do you think that you were always like that, or you were adapted yourself to be like that?
I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to remember? Also, I don't feel like even children have that deep of emotional.
No, they do. Like, think about our cousin. He was always really emotional. Same with me, honestly.
Who are you talking about?
Our cousin who's here. He's always been super emotional, remember?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
You've always been,
What?
No, you've always been a smartass. I don't know what... Like, in a good way. But...
Does that make me unemotional? I feel like I know many smart butts. Smart asses who are, like, still very emotional. Like,
no, I think you are emotional, but, like, you don't show it that much. And I don't know if that's because it's on purpose or you want to protect yourself.
I mean, I don't see it as a protective thing. I'm just like,
because some people see it as a protective thing.
You need
thing.
To move that light out of my face. It's really annoying.
Some people see vulnerability as a weakness.
I don't think. I'm not like, oh, I don't want to be vulnerable. It's just like, I'm generally not that emotional. I'm not like extremely emotional. It takes a lot to make me feel an extremely strong way. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's not like everything's that serious to me. Also, I try to think, I just think of things in a logical way. You know, I never take things too personal.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'm not the type of person. I would say I'm very grounded and not delusional whatsoever. Like, I'm very aware of what's going on. I'm not, like, you know. I've never, like, I know this is, like, I can't explain it, but, like, this is a great example. Like, with guys I interact with, I will immediately know, okay, this is never going to advance into a relationship, or this is, you know, I'm like, oh, this person is clearly an F-boy, right? Like, I'm very aware of this, and I'm not going to be like, oh my God, he snapped me. That means he's in love with me. Oh my God, he viewed my story. He wants me. Or, you know, he hasn't texted me in 2 days. Maybe, you know, something's wrong with his phone. Maybe, you know. Like, but I know he really, really likes me. Like, no, I'm not gonna, it's very straightforward. This person either likes you or not. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah, but that's a basic thing. What about,
I know, I just feel like some people who are more, highly more emotional, you know, tend to not.
Okay. So what you're saying?
Tend to.
What's crazy
tend to lie to themselves to make them feel better, or love to live in a lie.
Yeah.
I
got it. Or just they want to be loved so bad, or they want that, like, romance so bad, so they'll give.
No, but for some reason I always think it's like a very emotionally driven people, because I'm friends with people who are also not as emotionally who are not that emotional, and they're the same way with guys as I am. Like, they're not delusional. They're very aware of...
Okay, but that's a very basic and young way, like...
No, but I'm just saying that's an example of something. I would say another example of something is, like... I would still say I can have very low days. It's not like I'm emotionless. But I don't...
Emotionless.
Motionless, emotionalist, emotionless. I don't know, but I'm not driven by, I'm not, I don't know, I'm not like.
But that's also just the way you operate. Everyone's different. If everyone operated.
I know, but I don't see that way. Like, I wouldn't. Why would that be a defense mechanism? I don't see it as a defense mechanism. I just see that as how I am. I don't feel like
I'm trying. The only way I see it as a defense mechanism is if. Is in a way where it's like you're already anticipate. Since you were talking about, okay, I know how that, like, even in that basic example, oh, I know that this person's like this, so this is going to be like that. Not saying that you think about that in every way, or you think about every relationship in a calculated way, but
no, I definitely do.
Well, if you do that, then how could you fully be open with how? Because
that doesn't stop me from being open for
someone. But would it not at all, like a little bit, since you're like, okay, it's not gonna go as far as I want it to, or not even I want it to, but it's gonna end. And
no, it's not like, I see every single relationship as, oh, this is going to end. Like that's not what I mean. But like, obviously you can tell if some boy is just gonna be like a, you know.
Yeah, what I mean? I'm not talking about some boy.
No, other than that, then no, I'm, I care, I, it's not like I'm not emotional. It's not like I don't open up to people. I do. I think I do open up to people, but not in like a emotional way. I don't know how to describe it. It's not like I'm not gonna tell them like stories about myself or personal details, but it's not like I'm gonna be extremely emotional about it. I don't know how to describe it.
That makes sense. I just think
also even if I open up to someone, I don't see it as like a
what's weird is some people see that as like a weakness, or that the person has power over them because they opened up to them, which
I never see it like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying you. I'm saying I'm not going to say who, but like people close to us have said that, which I confuses me. I'm like, how can you think like that?
I don't think
how
like that.
How could you ever
but be truthful? I do like to keep things to myself sometimes. Like, I do like to, like, I think another difference between you and me is like, you cannot keep a secret for your life. Like, there is nothing, you cannot, like, it's like you combust or something and you get this weird look on your face. Like,
oh my God.
There's nothing that, like, you just can't keep a secret, you know?
Not even a secret.
And it's not even like a secret, but it's like, it's about yourself too, which I find a little weird. Like, when you want to keep it a little personal, like, you know, keep it to yourself. No, you got to air it out all the time. It's like,
I just want people to know the absolute truth of me. It's weird. Like, I want them to know every, like, I want that to be extremely apparent. And it's not even the full of me, obviously, but it's just,
I see, I somewhat agree, but there's like some things, you know, like, you know, let me keep this to myself, you know, this isn't, you know, let me,
And you know, you are right. There are, because there have been times where I've shared things with people who didn't deserve to hear the things I said, they didn't, not even deserve, I don't really like that word, but it wasn't the right person to hear that, or the right friend to really know that part of me.
Yeah.
Definitely, I've learned that the hard way. But don't regret anything. It's all learning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it actually feels worse when you open up to someone and they absolutely don't care or even understand you. You feel even more alone. But when you have people that you can actually,
I don't even think what you sometimes say is opening up. It's just like you'll be like, it's just like some things that, like, you know, like maybe, yeah, you keep that private to yourself. But I get what you mean in the other way too. But I see that as very different. Like, you tell our whole family everything. The minute you kissed a boy, you told them at the dinner table the day of, like, everything. It's like, okay, thank you. I just wanted to enjoy my lasagna in peace. But
well, we know nothing about you, so
let me
just clarify this. I had to sprawl information out of this human. And I had to find out in unfortunate ways. See, that's the thing. I'll find out. It would just be in ways that you wouldn't want me to.
See, that's not even necessarily true.
Well, it is in some cases. But, like, it's, like...
Some plastic cases.
Okay, anyways, continue.
Like, I don't... But, like, that doesn't bother me. Like, that doesn't bother me. That's, like, less bothering to me than, like, me telling you. It's, like, I think
See,
it's
that's
weird.
So weird. No. That's weird. I don't know any sister, younger sister, who didn't tell their older sister.
I'm not even about that in general. Like, it's just, like, I'm not gonna, you know, like, that's my own business. It's none of your business. Like, leave me alone. God.
Okay.
Anyway, are we done?
I think so, guys. Hopefully.
You enjoyed this.
Anyways, if you're going through hard times, know that there's always a way out. I guess that was kind of the point of this conversation, and that, I don't know, kind of just everyone has a different way of expressing themselves. So don't feel weird if you like, unless you're hurting other people, unless you're a pedo, don't feel weird for expressing yourself. And yeah, overall, even though, because I know I said I was going through a hard time, even though it is hard, I'm still able to find happiness and, like, honestly, motivation to do things that I want to do and express myself creatively and make art out of pain, because that's what art is. And yeah, guys, I hope you guys like this podcast. We have a lot more coming and music coming soon. Trust me a lot. When the heart is broken, the best songs are written. Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye.